Hey, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Microsoft Ignite Countdown. I'm Joey Snow.
I'm Rick Claus. We are, what, 2 weeks?
2 weeks.
That's insane. Insane.
Started packing yet?
Yes, actually.
So that's the thing. I actually have a section of my closet where I hang the clothes that I'm looking to take to Ignite, and I've started populating said section of the closet. I'm ready to go.
Yep. I'm trying to locate those items, making sure they've been washed and they're all set to go, and I'm not missing anything. So I typically actually start my technology packing before my clothes packing, because I always end up forgetting the cable or the adapter or the lock or whatever it happens to be. So yeah, I'm starting. It's real. It's
with coming. Only 2 weeks to go until we meet in Chicago, officially starting May the 4th. If you've got a pre-day session, you're going to be there May the 3rd. Not too late to add those pre-day sessions. So encourage you to do so if you're jumping in on Sunday, want to see something. There's also, as we mentioned in last week's show, another opportunity for you to join us on Sunday for Ignite 101.
I'm excited about that. This is a lot of fun. I'm so glad that they asked us to do it again. Where basically, even if you're a seasoned veteran of going to conferences of different sizes and different persuasions, we have the inside scoop on how to fast track everything you need to do at Ignite.
Yes.
No questions barred, no holes barred.
Yep.
You can come and ask your questions, and you can also come and learn the lay of the land ahead of all the different crowds and masses that are going to be there to get the most out of the conference.
Absolutely. Now, those 101 sessions occur on Sunday, 9 a.m., and also again at 1 p.m.
As I would say, they're absolutely free of charge.
Absolutely. You can join right in once you've registered and gotten registered by meaning picking up your badge. Mm-hmm. We've covered in other shows how you can do that. There's plenty of offsite locations to do that. Maybe you've grabbed your backpack. You're ready to go. Come join us for Ignite 101. Now, what about people who may not, they may be in a pre-day session, maybe their flights don't arrive until later on Sunday, and they're not able to come join us for Ignite 101.
We have committed that we are going to actually record a special downloadable version of Ignite 101 that'll be available before you have to leave for the conference. And you'll be able to watch it on the way, and we're actually going to have good information in there specifically for a lot of what the industry term is called noobs. Any of the new people that are going to be coming to Ignite that have never been to a Microsoft conference before or even a large conference before, we'll have information in there, as well as a good morsels and nuggets of the same type of thing they're going to be talking about in person. You actually came up with a good idea where people could go and watch that pre-roll, if you will, of the Ignite 101 session, and then come prepared with questions to ask during the session. Again, it's at 9 o'clock and 1 o'clock on the Sunday.
Yep, absolutely. So look forward to getting that out to you, and we can't commit on the exact day, but you'll have it plenty of time to depart, unless you're departing
We can put that in this feed, right?
Oh, sure.
Put that in the countdown feed?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay,
absolutely. So we'll post it and make it available. You can always, you know, at the end of the show, we give our Twitter addresses. You can always follow along with those. We'll definitely let you guys know when those are posted. Now, another great topic, since we're along the lines of 101 and things and people who are new to the conference, we wanted to cover off something that has hit the Channel 9 Ignite forums, which is basically talking about tips and tricks for any first timer. And actually, I would say it goes beyond just a first timer.
Yep.
If you've gone to any of these large conferences like Ignite or some of these other things, one of our great community folks, is it Vecna?
I think it's Vecna, V-E-C-N-A.
Yes.
We don't know the real name, don't know a real picture, don't know where they're from.
He's posted this yearly, right?
He or she, we don't even know if it's a he or she, has gone in and already posted some stuff along the lines of you know, how to get the most out of Conference X. He's a tech ed veteran, I believe, based on his previous posts.
Yep.
But this one here he's written up specifically with new updated information around Microsoft Ignite. And we're going to give full credit and take a look at this particular post in here. But in summary, some of the stuff that came up, the very first one was he kind of covers, or she kind of covers, what to pack.
Yeah, so is it easier to cover what to pack by starting what not to pack first? Obviously, the main thing you've got to pack, comfortable shoes.
Yeah.
We've covered that off before.
That comes up a lot.
You're at T-minus 2 weeks at this point. Hopefully you've already gone out and purchased your shoes. You might be able to get some new shoes now, wear them around a lot over the next couple of weeks to get them nice and broken in. Do not wear new shoes to the conference.
I have a good idea. If you want to have more comfortable shoes but don't want to buy new ones, buy some insoles.
Ah, there you go.
Buy some insoles and try them out beforehand to make sure they're comfortable, and then you're going to be gelling.
There you go.
It's out there. It's
there you go.
One.
So but for me, key items. Now, of course, always you've got your standard clothing, right? Mm-hmm. And toiletries and those kinds of things. But in terms of additional things that I pack, I will pack my device, the power adapters. Mm-hmm. I also bring a little mini like power strip.
Yeah.
So I think it's got four ports on it. It's a nice little travel thing, folds up on itself. It's fantastic. All of the cables that you're going to need to charge your devices. Mm-hmm. So whether it be your phone, your tablet, your laptop, all those devices that you're going to need. That's kind of what I do. And then, you know, of course, the standards, you know, you've got your shirts, got your socks. Vecna actually mentions that in terms of packing shirts, he says pack lightly because a lot of the vendors offer t-shirts. And if you're one of these guys that wears a lot of t-shirts, mm-hmm. good opportunity to pack light.
Definitely. I would augment some of the technologies that I bring to not bring too much technology because obviously you're going to want to make sure that you are in control of all the different pieces that you happen to have.
Yep.
And so I used to bring three laptops to conferences because one would be my work machine, one would be my demo machine, and one would be my light machine that I would just take when I want to. Now I'm just down to only one that I just bring, and this is the one that I happen to have. Also, you mentioned the power strip, which is always great to be able to meet new friends and share power outlets responsibly.
Absolutely.
Is also, I normally bring one of my 1,200 or 12,000 milliamp hour or 13,000 milliamp hour external batteries to be able to keep my phone charged inside my pocket or my bag when I'm not near an outlet because of all the socials that I do, the tweets and all the photos and stuff like that I do.
Yep.
Eats up the battery life, so I normally have one of those external batteries, which is also very handy. You know, I got my e-reader to keep my books up to date when I'm traveling on my different shows. I actually now bring a Miracast adapter to be able to have my stuff projected on the TV at the hotel.
Oh, there you go. See, that's thinking ahead. So Miracast or a similar adapter that you've got.
Yep. Miracast adapter or one of those Surface Wi-Fi adapters or Apple AirPlay or whatever it is that they use. So those kind of things are actually quite good. And I do stress again the whole concept of not bringing too much because, when I leave the room, it actually is company policy that I have to lock everything.
Yes.
And so I use the hotel safe, and most of my devices, actually all my devices now, all fit inside that particular lockable safe to make sure that if I need to leave something in my room, I know it's not going to magically grow legs and disappear. Not that I've heard that happens. You know, this is a modern world these days.
Yep.
You just have to be safe. So that's there. I also bring a cable lock because I do happen to be generally planting myself inside a very large public area with lots and lots of people. I get called away and, you know, my machine has to sit unattended. So I do have a security lock for my machine just because, you know, I'm not going to always be right next to my machine when I'm on stage or when I'm talking to someone.
Right. Absolutely. In terms of things of what not to bring, now, Rick mentioned, don't bring your 18 laptops. Make sure you kind of keep a hold of the technology that you have. Mm-hmm. You're also going to want to make sure a lot of people like the giveaways, like mm-hmm. the swag. So they bring a separate bag. Maybe it's a little light duffel bag that they can pack inside their bag and then check it later. I've seen some people roll in with two suitcases full of stuff. I'm a firm believer of traveling as lightly as possible to these technology conferences. So whatever you can shove into a single bag. And then, of course, going home, all bets are off. Got stuff I've got to take home with me, pack it up, and head on out the door.
Another good recommendation that Vecna happens to have is your laptop and your devices that you will be carrying with you, if you are able to get one that's got some very good battery life, you're going to be using it throughout the day, connected to the Wi-Fis, make sure, obviously, that you're going to be a prudent and nice Wi-Fi user and that you turn off any kind of background tasks that might be using and consuming bandwidth on the network. We do actively monitor what's going on the network to make sure that everyone has a very good experience as best as possible. So you don't want to be surprised, so make sure you turn things off.
Absolutely.
But some of the best stuff that he has three different points in here around bringing value or creating value back home.
Yes.
And so the basic essence of things like, I know you have a good story about this one here, Actually, why don't you start with that story? Just talk about what you would do in anticipation of coming to one of these conferences. What would you do ahead of time to make sure you got the most out of it?
Yeah, so for me, the first thing that I always do is if I'm working on a particular project and the main goal of the conference is to come out with something related to that particular project, I outline the questions that I would have and I address my schedule kind of accordingly. There's several ways that people do scheduling, and we've talked about this in previous episodes. It could be the speakers that you want to see. It could be a project that you're working on, or maybe just enhanced knowledge. I always try to put a listing together of questions that I need to get answered. The other thing that I do is I actually start a trip report. I start this trip report before I even leave. So I kind of get the essence of it down, and then I put a few key things in that I want to make sure that I bring back to the office. Mm-hmm. Because doing a trip report and sharing that with management and sharing it with the rest of your teams, if you work inside of a large organization, is key. Helps you be able to attend the event at a later time. Also brings that value of the event back into your business.
Yeah. Now, Vecten has gone and one-upped us on this one here and actually said, why don't you also poll and solicit questions from your colleagues that would like to have answered. He also suggests that you potentially even get business cards from the colleagues with the questions on the back of them so that you could actually pass the business card to the individual you're talking to be able to make that connection, and then they can reply back directly to the colleague that had the question. And then, like what you mentioned with being able to go in and share value back with the trip report, something else that's also quite good and comes up often is the ability. I know some people have actually stepped it up and done what we call in the industry brown bags. At lunchtime,
yes,
and kind of done like mini presentations of the trip report to say, here's the stuff that I saw, here's the stuff that was very impactful, here's the links to the sessions you can now go off and see yourselves in case you're interested, to kind of give more of a, I guess you'd say, a leveling up of your experience back at the office, and also helps you reinforce the stuff that you learned as well for what's going on.
Lots of great information in this post. So we're going to go ahead and we're going to post a link to Vecna's Channel 9 forum post right here below in the blog post to this video. So you can take a look at some of his suggestions and adapt as necessary. Now, mm-hmm. of course, we put a lot of this information as well into our 101 sessions in the 101 video. So we'll cover off a lot more and kind of give our tips and tricks in that video as well. That'll be upcoming soon.
Yep.
There has also been some questions that have hit both Yammer as well as the Channel 9 forums as well as Twitter, kind of talking about transportation. And we highlighted this in last week's episode where we talked about the shuttle schedules mm-hmm. and actually highlighted them. The CTA, the Chicago Transit Authority, has what they call the 7-day CTA pass. And I'm looking here at a post that says it's $28. A lot of people have already ordered this in advance because it can get shipped to them. You can also purchase it from the vending machines.
Mm-hmm.
So they get a 7-day pass. It's a great way of kind of getting around the city. Chicago has a fantastic transit system.
Yep.
So I wanted to highlight, it is $28. That's what it looks like for the 7 days. If you're going to be there shorter, I think there's some other options there for you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting the 7-day pass myself. Looks like I will be taking the Blue Line from O'Hare Airport right back into our hotels in downtown Chicago.
Right.
I don't want to deal with traffic out of O'Hare.
Yeah,
it can be a mess in Chicago.
The transit from the airport down to the central area where you're going to be staying is going to be much faster than a shared bus ride or an Uber or a taxi cab or stuff like that, just because you're not on the roads. You're there. Obviously, this is also dependent on what time of day that you happen to arrive.
Right. The other question that came up regarding taking the Blue Line is, if I've got suitcases, is that okay? Yeah, absolutely. If you've got a single suitcase, roll on, mm-hmm. you know, absolutely, that's fine. If you're traveling with a bunch of people and you've got, you know, 300 different suitcases with you, may want to consider some other options. But, you know, one suitcase or maybe, you know, one in a small carry-on, absolutely fine.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely fine on the train. In fact, people are used to it. It's the line that runs from O'Hare.
Right.
The locals actually use that to get to and from O'Hare itself. So just some tips and tricks.
Yeah, just remember to be traveler friendly.
Absolutely.
Don't put your suitcases on the seats. it's so annoying when someone does that.
We also have news this week in mm-hmm. this episode of The Countdown. We are announcing the availability now of community sessions. Now,
yes.
I'm super excited about these. These are our community members from all over that submitted real world scenarios,
mm-hmm.
giving their insights, giving their experiences and their best practices. Now, these are going to be inside the theaters that are in the expo hall lounges, and they're going to actually happen mainly during the lunch time frame.
Mm-hmm.
I highly recommend these are It was super fun. We had an opportunity to go through and look at a lot of these sessions and kind of give our two cents to them. It's awesome the amount of information, the real world experiences. I have deployed this and this is what I've learned from it. Don't make the same mistakes that I did type of sessions. So they're fantastic. Run by the community. I really encourage you to attend those sessions.
Yeah, we had a lot of submissions to be able to go off and do this. It was a very short window that we had to be able to accept them all, and then a very quick review period to basically choose what looked like to be the most relevant and the best of the best. I like them as well because it's a good little visibility inkling into potential new speakers of new people in the community that have not either not spoken before or we just haven't heard of before. So definitely very, very good. Now, just so you know, the community stages, again, they'll be on the floor plan. You know, you'll see this on the MS-101 session we're going to do that's recorded, and also at the event on Sunday and on those two time slots for Ignite 101. Now, the one thing that you're going to want to be aware of is that these community sessions are in the middle of the expo hall, and so it's limited seating. And it's first come, first serve, and it's not like there's a big room and other stuff like that, but there will be a screen, there will be microphones, and there will be like a raised area where you can basically go off and talk with them. Definitely make sure you check those out and subscribe to a couple of them during the breaks and during lunches. They will be a lot of fun.
Another thing new, we promised you updates to the My Ignite tool, and those just keep on coming in. Every week something new gets added. Let's first, since we were on the lines of sessions, talk about what has been added in terms of the sessions tool. The sessions tool, this is awesome. Remember, we talked about Yammer. We talked about the integration and the communication that goes on Yammer.
The second screen experience.
Absolutely. On Yammer, about a week ago, somebody actually mentioned, hey, I've noticed that there have been an additional X number of sessions added. Is there a way for us to identify those sessions? So we have actually responded to that request, and we have actually added a new filter into the session tool.
I was about to say, I think I remember the number was around 619 or so last time we shot this. Now it's up to like 648, and it just keeps on going and growing. So if you actually go here, take a look at this. I've got my screen up here. So this is just a generic, no filters that are there. I'm just going to go ahead and choose the filters, and then it's under tags. We've made basically a new tag, and one of them is called New Sessions. This will filter based on new sessions. I don't know what the time frame it is that we're using to identify what the new sessions are, but basically go off and choose New Sessions. And I can now see there are 35 sessions that just magically appeared over the last little while that I may not have been aware of since I built my schedule a week ago. And I can now come back and review these to see if any of these make an impact on what I want to go off and see. Obviously, you can add in the tag New Sessions, and maybe I'm interested in the Azure side. I could go back in and add in the product of Azure, and that will filter down even more. So one additional tag that makes it very, very helpful to go off and to find even more nuggets that are in there.
Another addition that we've added into the My Ignite tool is related to attendees. This is a fantastic thing. Now, I mentioned when we first announced the My Ignite tool that you're going to want to make sure you go in and opt into the attendee directory. Part of opting into the attendee directory allows you to share your schedule. It also allows your fellow attendees to be able to find you and actually request a meeting. So why don't we take a look at the attendee directory?
Okay, let me actually check my settings first to see if I've actually turned on that sharing. So in case you haven't done this yet, just go in here to take a look at your profile and then say edit your profile. And then down at the bottom, again, you can put in the whatever information you want, put in a picture so people can go off and recognize who you are. Obviously, you can always find me because of my hat. Your socials, if you're into social stuff, that can be added in there as well. But then down at the bottom, I've got the directory checkbox, which is an opt-in or an opt-out, as you mentioned. I turned mine on with the first demo, so it's still on. And then also the ticky box that says share my sessions as well. We'll talk about that in just a minute. Both of mine are turned on. I'm ready to go. So if we go in and just take a look at the community dropdown, one of them now is lit up that says attendees, and I can see that there are 7,685 at the time of this recording, people that have opted in to share their information. So I happen to know that a friend of mine, Scott, is going to be at the event, and I want to see what he's got going on there. So let's take a look. Here's Scott Ludwig. There he is. And Scott has gone in, and he's actually got a nice profile. He's got a profile picture. I can see his Twitter information there as well. And then here I can see these are the sessions that he is currently interested in that has been already added to the shareable capabilities. And I can even choose, you know what, this next era of computing, seeing the future before it happens, by Harry Shum, looks kind of interesting. I can go ahead and say add session, and I'll just add that into my session as well, automatically inside my catalog. So very cool capabilities. And on the right-hand side, just underneath his picture, there is an option to say request meeting. What's that about, man?
So a big part of Ignite is the networking.
Right.
And maybe I have through, you know, previous engagements with Scott, maybe the reason we know Scott more than anything is through the social engagements.
Yeah.
Maybe he works, I see that he works in the university, in the education area. Maybe I want to sit down with Scott and find out what he's working on and what are some of the challenges that he's faced. So I can go ahead and request a meeting with Scott. And so you click the button, put in the title there, say, let's talk. Yep, let's talk higher ed. Put in a requested time and date and a location. So you can actually designate, hey, let's meet outside the expo hall doors by, I don't know, maybe a sponsor booth or by the Microsoft Azure booth, whatever you want to do.
Channel 9 stage.
Channel 9 stage, there you go. And you can actually request a meeting. Now, Scott can then accept that meeting request, and then that will add that meeting request into your schedule. There's also one other really cool feature inside of My Ignite. If you take a look at your schedule there, buddy.
Okay, so here's my schedule sessions that I have right now.
Yep, and...
So I don't have any pre-cons, so I'm going to go over here to Monday.
There's so let's go on Monday. So if you'll scroll down on Monday, you will see that maybe there is some time on Monday that you want to designate for yourself.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe you want to do a hands-on lab. Maybe you want to take that exam you've been looking for, or maybe you just want to schedule a little bit of time to have what I like to call hallway sessions.
Oh, yeah.
Hallway sessions are fantastic. It's those sessions that as you're chatting with somebody over lunch and you start getting into this in-depth, detailed conversation, you're like, hey, do you have a session that you're interested in at this time? And, oh, yeah, I do. But maybe it's better to have this conversation in person because that session is going to be recorded. You can actually go ahead and designate some, block some time off on your own calendar. So this is a great way of doing this and having everything located in one central place within the My Ignite tool. So pretty cool.
I'm just going to block myself off here for 30 minutes just to be able to have a hallway session on Azure stuff.
Okay, awesome.
Just talking to myself.
And everybody will be walking by going, what
there
are you
go.
Doing? Oh, it's in my schedule. I have to talk to myself.
Yeah, and and again, because I have my schedule shared out, you'll be able to see that I'm going to be in the hallway talking to myself. And you can join me if you want.
Absolutely, absolutely. We encourage this, and we encourage the networking and encourage you to meet up with some of your fellow attendees. We always say, meet at least 5 people. Mm-hmm. I think for this event, since there's so many, we might even upgrade that to at least 8 or 10.
Let's
I think
it.
It's a great opportunity. We say that at the beginning of our one-on-one sessions. So it's this. Look, we're all IT folks. We're all very much introverted. There is nowhere in the world that you're going to have this opportunity where you can sit down, you can meet with your fellow attendees, people who have done this before, as well as all of those experts. Man, we brought in the best and the brightest, the guys that are building this technology. So I highly encourage you getting some of these side meetings.
You know what I might do is actually, I think I'm going to go in there and add in meetings for myself, like, you know, block time on my schedule to make sure that I go to specific of the after hours events.
And I'm
I'm going to be at the Hyatt this night. I'm going to be at Lowe's this night. I'm going to be at the W this night, and that way people can stop by and say hi.
Yeah, it's a great idea. It's a great idea. So lots of enhancements and lots more coming to address a question that I am constantly getting via Twitter and Yammer and also the Channel 9 forums. There will be an app. The app is coming. We'll definitely get the news to you right here on the countdown as soon as it's available.
Yeah. Same thing with the ability to export your schedule and that sort of stuff. That's also coming as well. In case you haven't noticed, they're already starting to allocate rooms.
Yep, not all sessions have rooms yet.
Notice
ours doesn't have, the one-on-one session doesn't yet have a room. So I'm holding off on doing any exporting or getting ready to go because rooms will change between now and the time that we start to get
I normally try to wait till I export my schedule or use the app until almost like the Friday before. That's definitely very important to be able to do. And obviously, if you haven't already done this already, you've already had a whole show dedicated to the My Ignite companion site for the second screen experience. Get in there and make sure you're comfortable with where everything all is, being able to interact with the speakers, integrate the Yammer component into that in there as well, because there's definitely a lot more chatter picking up and it's going to only continue to grow as we get closer and closer. Reminder for the Ignite 101 sessions on Sunday at 9, also at 1, put them in your schedule.
Yes.
Register you're going to go there because we need to know how many people are going to show up. you know, we're not going to give t-shirts to everybody or have food for everybody, but you know.
We don't want to do the session in a broom closet. We've done that before.
Yeah, we want to have a large enough room to accommodate everybody, and it is a very open and welcoming environment to be able to safely ask questions about anything you want about the Ignite conference.
Absolutely. That kind of wraps up what's new, what's different. Make sure you join us on the Yammer group. So go ahead to MyIgnite and link your Yammer.
Yeah, we're
you
both
can
there.
Use your normal work ID. You're absolutely right. We both participate. I spend far too much time on the Yammer group. I'm learning a ton from people and even getting new tips to add to my Ignite experience. But join in the conversations. Start having conversations with the speakers. We mentioned that as well, where you can start getting in and addressing the speaker, asking questions. A lot of slide decks have already been posted for sessions, so you can review those and start engaging that way via Yammer. Mm-hmm. As always, we're on the social media. You can get me on Twitter. I'm at Joey Snow.
And I am at @RicksterCDN. We also follow the hashtag MSIgnite for ongoing conversations. And if you wanted to contact the overall conference crew, they follow, or they are, the @MS_Ignite user ID on Twitter. So they're very responsive and also very helpful.
Absolutely. As always, you feel free to comment on this video, comment and ask questions below, though. We've only got a short time, I think. One episode and then the 101 episode, and that's going to pretty much do it.
Let's actually do a special call out and ask for if you have things you'd like us to cover in the 101.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Please put them in the comments of this particular show to make sure that they are addressed beforehand, and we'll make sure to get them in there.
Remember, next week we're going to be 1 week away. Woo-hoo. I'm super excited, getting ready to meet you all in Chicago. We'll see you next time on the Microsoft Ignite Countdown.